So we have to endure hardship like a good soldier. That's why I started talking about boot camp and sharing the story about this young man becoming a Marine, because we are all in that at this point in time. And the Bible tells us, if we can turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 real quick. You can mark this down or highlight this, but 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Oop, I'm going the wrong way. There it is. It says this. Okay. Wait. Sorry.
Did I write that down wrong?
Nope. Okay. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And who enlisted you as a soldier? Your heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a good soldier in his armies. And so why are we running around worrying ourselves about the affairs of the world before we're going to him in prayer, before we're worshiping him, before we're studying the word, before we are doing what pleases him? Okay, that's where we have to get ourselves aligned in the right priority, because if we're doing what we should be doing in him, then we're going to be the most effective out in the world. We're going to be prepared to love who needs to be loved. We're going to be prepared to serve who needs to be served. We're going to be prepared